Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. You have reached your host, Motormouth Mosley, a.k.a. Kyle Mosley. Welcome to the party. We're just sitting here having a little conversation about some sports, checking out the last 11 minutes and 40 seconds of the game between the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. Had a great weekend of sports. Going to go over some NFL football, some Major League Baseball, a little college football. I got to get out and play a little bit golf. I do want to have a little commentary on the Player of the Year discussion. But if you're interested in calling in, the number is 347-945-7975. If you're listening at a later date at an archived episode, I want to thank you for spending your time listening to what I got to say. It's a beautiful Sunday evening. Looking forward to another great week of sports. We've got Major League Baseball playoffs kicking off. Looks like everything has pretty much been set for your Major League Baseball playoffs, except there's a playoff game between the Texas Rangers and the Tampa Bay Rays for the final wild card spot. They both finished the season at matching 91-71 records. Texas won the regular season series between the two, so they get to host a one-game playoff. The winner of that one-game playoff will play against the Cleveland Indians in the wild card. In the American League, you've got the Boston Red Sox, Detroit Tigers, and the Oakland A's as the division champs. Looking forward to a great playoff series. Should kick off, as I said, one-game playoff for the wild card slot will be tomorrow. In the National League, everything is definitely all set up. You've got the Atlanta Braves, St. Louis Cardinals, and the Los Angeles Dodgers all winning their division. Playoff game, as expected, has pretty much been well documented, will be the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Again, I had an interesting conversation with someone the other day, and their prediction was going to be that the Los Angeles Dodgers would defeat the Tampa Bay Rays in the Major League, in the World Series. I guess a lot of that will be contingent on how tomorrow's game turns out. If the Rangers beat the Rays, that whole thing goes out the window. But if I had to pick right now, I would probably go the Dodgers over the Detroit Tigers. Although the Oakland A's play some serious baseball, I'm not so sure that they won't be seriously considered. But, as always, the best time of the year, my favorite time of the year, it's football season. And we will finish everything off with another great week. We'll finish the weekend off with another great weekend of NFL. I'm having a decent weekend so far, prediction-wise. After going 12-4, the first 2 weeks of the season, I am now, and then a week of going 9-7, which I kind of took one on the chin. I'm sitting right now looking at 9-4. Possibility of going 10-4 if the Patriots hold out for the win. And then I've got my Monday night game tomorrow. We'll see how that turns out. But today's scores are as follows. The Baltimore Ravens 20, Buffalo Bills 23. Cincinnati Bengals, shocker, losing to the Cleveland Browns 6-17. Chicago Bears 32, Detroit Tigers, the Detroit Lions, the Lions of Detroit, 40-32. Reggie Bush and Ndamukong Suh have the Lions playing some serious football this season. New York Giants 7, Kansas City Chiefs. Told you guys, don't sleep on the Chiefs. New York Giants, oh my goodness. Not only did you get shut out last week by the Carolina Panthers, this week you barely scored one touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs. Can we play them again tomorrow? Pittsburgh 21, Minnesota 21, Minnesota 34. Slight upset. Two teams that have actually started the season winless, and Steelers, with all their tradition, are now sitting at 0-4. On a somber note, it was announced today that longtime legend Pittsburgh Steeler, the man in the yellow shoes, part of the fearsome foursome, the steel curtain, that tormented quarterbacks back in the early 70s, had lost one of its members. L.C. Greenwood passed away today. God rest his soul. Rest in peace, my man. One of the greats of all time. I don't believe he's in the Hall of Fame, but he played beside guys like Mean Joe Green, Jack Lambert, and I know they took two Super Bowls away from my Cowboys back in the day. So just my hats off to the Steeler Nation on your loss. Arizona 13, Tampa Bay 10. Tampa Bay started a new quarterback. They benched Josh Freeman this weekend. Went in with rookie Mike Glennon from North Carolina State. Results weren't much better. Still lost 13-10. Interesting note, North Carolina State leads all colleges with three former Wolfpack quarterbacks starting NFL games this weekend. Of course, that would be Mike Glennon, Philip Rivers, and, of course, quarterback in Seattle. I'm losing it. Sorry. In any case, back to the scores. Indianapolis 37, Jacksonville 3. Jacksonville is looking at 0-16 dead in the face. In an overtime game, Seattle went to Houston and knocked them off in overtime in their own house, 23-20. New York Jets 13, Tennessee Titans 38. Philadelphia Eagles 20, Denver Broncos 52. And, yes, I said Philadelphia because there is no D. So Washington Redskins 24, Oakland 14. That was one of the games that I had picked. Wanted there to be an upset there. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And the heartbreaker to me, Dallas 21, San Diego 30. Hats off to the Chargers. They took care of business at home. Dallas acts like they didn't even show up. Could not get Philip Rivers and that offense off the field. Couldn't stop them no matter what. They had a lead of 21-3, I believe it was, and went to sleep after that. And Thursday night, that was a great game. San Francisco 35, St. Louis 11. Not sure how you end up with 11 in an NFL football game anymore. I guess you kick a field goal, score a touchdown, and then go for two. Checking in on the New England Patriots against the Atlanta Falcons game, it's now 27-13 with 9:35 left in the fourth quarter. Matt Ryan just threw a long interception. First and 10, New England. Might be getting ready to put these boys to bed. Let's see. So, again, you're listening to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. It's a lovely Sunday evening. That game that was put on Thursday night, I didn't get to watch any football on Thursday night. The San Francisco St. Louis game, by the time I got home, it was pretty much over with. Fortunately for me, I was at the Georgia Tech-Virginia Tech game. Had a great time. Thank you, Coach Buzz Preston, for the tickets. Took my boy Elliot Carter with me to the game. Celebrated his 50th birthday. Had a great time at the game. But unfortunately, the rambling wreck had too many errors, too many middle errors, too many mistakes. Couldn't tackle and took one on the chin. That was kind of unfortunate. The first loss of the season. But oh well. Again, you listen to the Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. Had a great week. Got to play a little golf this weekend. Swing looked like I'd never picked up a club before, but I still had fun no matter what. If you're looking at becoming a part of the show, maybe you want to sponsor an episode or sponsor a segment or just get your business publicized, you can reach me at motormouthmosley@aol.com. You can also reach me on Twitter at mmmosley24. And, of course, you can always call in the show at 347-945-7975. If you're looking at making a donation, you can also go to our website, our page on Facebook, Motormouth Mosley Radio Show. Get on About, go down to where it says PayPal. You can click on PayPal and send us a direct donation directly that way. Again, another great weekend of college football also. We done touched on football and touched on baseball, and pretty soon somebody's going to start wanting to hear about some basketball. And I think it's a little premature for that, but I do want to touch a little bit on what happened this weekend in college football. I'll go over their top 10 and then touch on a couple of the results that were noteworthy. As I said, Georgia Tech did lose in a very good game, a very close game to Virginia Tech in the ACC conference game. But nationally, you had Bama 25, Ole Miss 0. You kind of thought that Ole Miss was going to make a game out of this. Some people thought they would. But unfortunately, Bama flexed their muscles and took care of business. You have Oregon 55, Cal 16. Clemson 56, Wake Forest 7. That's your number one, number two, and number three ranked teams in college football, all dominating. Ohio State 31, Wisconsin, I think it was 24. I actually called that to be an upset. I was hoping that Wisconsin was going to the horseshoe and upset Ohio State. They're ranked number four, but as I said earlier, on an earlier episode, I don't give a whole lot of credence to the Big 12. I don't think that they're that strong of a conference. I think the SEC and Big Ten, excuse me, I don't give much credence to the Big Ten. I have more respect for the Big 12, but that's just me personally. At number five, you've got Stanford 55, Washington State 17. Number six, LSU had a great game between the hedges over in Athens against UGA, one of the premier games of the weekend. You had number six LSU versus number nine UGA. And it was UGA taking care of business, 44-3. Great game, a lot of explosive offensive plays, a lot of talent, a lot of future NFL players up and down both rosters. LSU's first loss of the season. They both are now with one loss. UGA lost early in the year in an out-of-conference game to Clemson. If they both can win out, they both have the opportunity to possibly be in the BCS championship game. Of course, that is contingent on LSU getting by Alabama. That will be probably the only other test of the season for Alabama. At number eight, you've got Florida State, 48. You've got Boston College, 34. Number 10, Texas A&M took care of business over in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It was 45-33. Johnny Football had another one of his banner games. Say what you want. You can't stop the guy. You can talk about him all you want, but he is what he is, an excellent college football player. Again, you're listening to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. This is your man, Motor Mouth Mosley. Nobody happens to be calling in right now, but if they do, I'll make sure to get them on the air, and if they don't, I'll just keep running my mouth. I'm going to hopefully get a chance to catch the last of this game because it looks like it's going to be a good one. You've got New England going for a, looks like a rather long field goal, and they just got it, so they now go up 30-13 with 6:18 left in the fourth quarter. Brady doesn't look all that happy because I think he wanted a touchdown out of that drive, but looks like a tough night for the Dirty Bird fans. Told them going in not to get their hopes up, but, yeah, they were excited. Last game I did want to touch on in the college football arena, Oklahoma Sooners went to South Bend, knocked off Notre Dame 21-35. Anytime Notre Dame loses is a good day. As of Saturday night, I did something that most of you probably would consider somewhat crazy, but those of you who know me would totally expect me to do it. I stayed up. Actually, I took a little nap early in the evening on Saturday evening and took a, took a nap. And woke up at about 11:35, 11:40 to go online and watch the University of Hawaii Rainbow Warrior football team play against number 25-ranked Fresno State Bulldogs in a game that I totally, totally expected to be nothing more than just another embarrassing blowout by Fresno over my beloved Rainbow Warriors. Much to my shock, after going down a bunch of points, I mean a bunch of points, in a game that looked like it was just going to be a slaughter, the starting quarterback, Ekaika Woodley, I think his name was, for the University of Hawaii, got benched at halftime and they came back with Schroeder, the quarterback, and this kid came in on fire. It was absolutely beautiful to watch. Did the Hawaii Warriors come back and win? No. I think it was 38-3 they were down, and they ended up losing by less than a touchdown in a great football game. Very proud of the heart. No, there aren't any moral victories in sports. Anybody that believes in them really doesn't know anything about sports, but it was encouraging for us as Hawaii fans to see the team actually put up a fight and grind out almost one of the greatest upset come from behind victories in the history of college football. It was great to watch. In either case, yes, I stayed up till almost 4 o'clock in the morning watching a game on the internet. Then a good friend friended me on Facebook, and so I actually stayed up till almost 5 o'clock. Had to get up this morning and go to church, so it's been an interesting day. Do want to mention the whole Henderson Alvarez's no-hitter, 1-0 over the Tigers. Miami Marlins, that's what they are, the Miami Marlins, win a 1-0 no-hit game on a wild pitch. But a no-hitter to end the season, a lot of momentum going into next year for the Miami Marlins. If you looked at Detroit's roster, though, they benched a whole lot of players and really weren't that focused on winning this game because they've already been set up for the playoffs. Real quickly again, I want to thank you for tuning into the show. We're going to abbreviate it a little bit tonight since no one is actually calling in. I did want to put something in the air. Did want to talk a little bit about some sports. But in closing, I do want to touch on one thing. This week it was announced that Tiger Woods is the 2013 PGA Player of the Year. And there's been some debate whether or not he deserves it because he didn't win a major. But Tiger Woods won 5 events this year. Yeah, there are events that he's always dominated in, but some are majors. There are events that he virtually dominated in. So nothing can be taken away from him because he won the events that he won. He still won 5 events. No other golfer this year won more than 2, so that's pretty dominating. He was ahead in the FedEx Cup points going into the championship. He was the number one money winner, lowest scoring average throughout the year. Was he inconsistent at times? Absolutely. Is he still the most talked about, the most polarizing, the most attention-getting golfer in the history of the game? You're absolutely right. Any tournament that has Tiger will be viewed. Any tournament that doesn't will wish they had him. But that's just my take on the whole deal. Still say Tiger's the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. I do expect him to come back and still get Jack's record and win a few more majors. But even if he doesn't, he will go down in history as the greatest golfer ever. Again, you've been listening to me, Run My Mouth, Kyle Mosley, Motormouth Mosley, going to catch the last of this game. See what's going to happen, see if the Falcons can come back and win, or see if the Patriots will come in and break some hearts. In either case, I want to thank you for listening in, whether you listened in live or whether you listened in on an archive at a later date. But thank you. Have a great week. Have a great month of October. Look forward to seeing a bunch of you in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully I can make that happen. But have a great evening. Have a great week and aloha.